After the Mahabharata, Chapter 10, Krishna Departs Hastinapur. Suta Goswami said, Sri Hari, who was none other than Lord Sri Krishna, resided at Hastinapur for a few months just to pacify his relatives and please his own sister, Subhadra. Afterwards, when Krishna asked permission to depart and the king gave it, Krishna offered his respects to Maharaj Yudhisthira, bowing down at the king's feet, and the king embraced Krishna. After this, being embraced by others and receiving their obeisances, Krishna got into his chariot. At that time, Subhadra, Draupadi, Kunti, Uttara, Gandhari, Dhritarashtra, Yuyutsu, Kripacharya, Nakula, Sahadev, Bhimasen, Daumya, and Satyavati all nearly fainted because it was impossible for them to bear separation from Lord Krishna. The intelligent, who have understood the Supreme Lord, in association with pure devotees, and the intelligent who have become freed from bad materialistic association, can never avoid hearing the glories of Krishna, even though they have heard them only once. How then could the Pandavas tolerate Krishna's separation? For they had been intimately associated with his person, seeing him face to face, touching him, conversing with him, and sleeping, sitting, and dining with him. All their hearts were melting for him on the pot of attraction. They indeed looked upon Krishna without blinking their eyes and moved hither and thither in perplexity. The female relatives, whose eyes were flooded with tears out of anxiety for Krishna, came out of the palace, and they could stop their tears only with great difficulty. They feared that their tears would cause misfortune at the time of Krishna's departure. And while Krishna was departing from the palace of Hastinapur, different types of drums like the mridanga, dol, nagra, dunduri, and dundubi, and different flutes of many kinds, the veena, gomukha, and bairi, all sounded together to honor Krishna. Out of a loving desire to see Lord Krishna, the royal ladies of the Kurus got up on top of the palace and, smiling with affection and shyness, showered flowers upon Krishna. At that time, Arjuna, the great warrior and conqueror of sleep, and who is the intimate friend of the most beloved Supreme Lord, took up an umbrella which had a handle of jewels and which was embroidered with lace and pearls. Uddhava and Satyaki began to fan Krishna with decorated fans. And Krishna, as the master of Madhu, seated on scattered flowers, commanded them along the road. And it was being heard here and there that the benedictions being paid to Krishna were neither befitting nor unbefitting, because they were all for the Absolute. And that Absolute was now playing the part of a human being. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.